going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Jake, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm happy for my guy, Colston Loveland, one of the greats, maybe the great, in my opinion. When I watch the tape, I'd say the greatest Michigan tight end ever. And now coming to Chicago. And congrats to David Hall, too. I don't know what type of black magic you were doing last week, David, but for you to go into the crystal ball and predict this, I saw it all over social media, on radio, on our big college, big pro football show. Congratulations. You called it. You saw it from a mile away.
I'm not sure about that every now and then, Jake. But I think that, you know, you made a really good point in talking about what Colston Loveland has gone through at Michigan and why it is so impressive, or at least one of the reasons. And we're talking with Mully this morning. Jake, he did not have a steady hand at quarterback last year. You can look at J.J. McCarthy the previous season, and that was a national championship caliber team and offense. But what was impressive about was the way that he found ways to get open and to make plays when he didn't have the consistency at quarterback. And that was one of several reasons why I thought, well, you know what, this is a guy that's going to find a way to get open in an NFL offense.
Yeah, and listen, I think you heard Ben Johnson say that Colston Loveland reminds him of Sam Laporta. And what you just described is what I saw as covering Sam Laporta in the Big Ten. I called like 3 Iowa games in Laporta's final year of college. And what we know about Iowa, this is true every year, is they don't have receivers and they didn't have a quarterback. So what Sam Laporta did at Iowa is he lined up all over the field. He was the solo wide receiver backside. He was the on-ball tight end, off-ball tight end. Occasionally he was fullback. He was the slot wide receiver. So Sam Laporta, and again, that meant defenses were going to put their best cover guy on him and have safety help. So Sam Laporta had to win like a true wide receiver. The Detroit Lions saw that and said, man, I want that's to be part of my offense. And what you saw was Sam Laporta be one of the most impressive tight ends, regardless of the fact that he was a rookie tight end or a young tight end. That's what's happening here in Chicago with Colston Loveland. And that's the big difference between Loveland and Tyler Warren. And, you know, we can get into this. I have some theories of why everyone was so certain that Tyler Warren was the top guy. But Tyler Warren, when you look at his film, all of his routes are flat routes. They're seams, they're crossers, they're straight line routes. Whereas you watch Colston Loveland this past year, they're choice routes, they're option routes, they're double moves. They're beating a guy off the line of scrimmage and then beating a safety at the second level. They're NFL quality routes. Here's how I can sum it up. I think Colston is a better route runner than McMillan, the first receiver taken. Regardless, I think Colston is a better route runner and separator than the first wide receiver taken. So I think the Bears got a weapon even more than just a tight end.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. We're talking to Jake Butt, who joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. That is really interesting to hear, Jake. Certainly, you know, he seems to be such a mismatch against both linebackers and safeties, and who covers the tight end, right? And you see him also with like some explosion, some sideline routes. I know he caught like a 54-yard touchdown pass, 45-yard. He can get down the field more than you usually see from a tight end.
And here's the other thing is, what games did he do that? You know, one of those 50-yard touchdowns was as a freshman in Columbus playing Ohio State in a key moment in the fourth quarter. You know, he made play. Some of those plays came in the biggest moments, in critical moments, in big games. So, and what those routes, I'm kind of playing them back in my head right now. A lot of those, again, were double moves. This wasn't like a Y throwback. Like sometimes tight ends get a 50-yard touchdown, and it's because they run that little sneak play where they hide behind the line of scrimmage and then run down the sidelines and no one covers them. Like, no, these are 40, 50-yard touchdowns of Colston Loveland routing up defenses that are already aware they have to cover him because he's such a weapon. But he's such a good route runner that he's still able to get open in the critical moments.
He did line up in the slot about 48% of the time last season at Michigan. Certainly he is here to be the weapon you describe. He's also going to have to at some point block. Not that that's going to be his primary function, Jake, but I do wonder, that part of his game, where is he now, and can that be coached at the NFL level?
I'm not understanding – you know, I think a lot of the narrative that formed around the tight end position here, I don't think it was based in a ton of film study, to be honest with you. I don't really understand where Colston Loveland, the narrative that he's a terrible blocker, an unwilling blocker. His willingness, because he loves the game of football, is high on the scale. He's never going to be a Y tight end that's 275 pounds and can block the best hand in the dirt defensive ends, but he's going to be able to cut guys off on the backside. He's going to be able to climb and take on linebackers, nickels, and safeties, and really that's what Chicago should be using him to do. He's going to lose some blocks. Okay, next season he's going to miss some blocks because it's the NFL. But I'd be shocked if we're saying at this point next season that Loveland is such a bad blocker that it's a problem for anything in the Bears' offense.
You know, it was very funny because they showed him at home with his family. And, you know, there's like two giant elks up on the thing. And they cut to this, and they immediately, whoever's on ABC says, oh, I wonder what these people like to do for a hobby. Like, it was kind of funny, but it was like the guy's at a hunting lodge. It looked so wild, and he's from a different part of the country. What can you tell us about him as a guy? I mean, I saw he just turned 21. That is unbelievable how young he is.
Yeah, he's a bit of a quiet guy. You know, he's really not. You're not going to see him at the bars here in Chicago. You're not going to see him in front of TV. You know, he's not going to be, you know, a media darling where he's constantly, you know, voicing strong opinions. But he loves to work, and he loves the game of football, and I believe he truly wants to be great and be the best version of himself. He's from a small town there in Idaho. Jim Harbaugh told us that I think his hometown is considering having a Colston Loveland Day. He's like the most famous guy to come out of their town ever. So that kind of speaks. He's got those small town values and. I interviewed one of his teammates on Sirius XM radio yesterday, and they just talked about how much they loved him as a teammate and how everybody shares that same sentiment. So, you know, all those character boxes you like to check, Chicago did their homework and happy to check it.
All right, Jake, looking at the rest of the Big Ten tonight with the second round, the Bears are going to have some choices. I just wonder what you can tell us about Ariante Ursary, who is the left tackle from Minnesota, could be under consideration. Then the tandem of Ohio State running backs, who we know the Bears get one of those guys, they'll feel pretty good about the position.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how far Will Johnson's going to slide, but, yeah. You know, you're looking at a best player available, a guy that really has top 10 player film And now, because of the injuries are real, sure. But now you're saying, from a value standpoint, it's worth the risk. You know, you're starting to tip those scales. So Will Johnson's interesting too. You know, I love both backs. Travion Henderson, I think, I wouldn't be surprised if we're having conversations as him being the best back in this class. I just think he's that special. He's the best pass protecting back I've ever scouted, you know, I've ever seen on film. And that's so important for, you know, Caleb Williams. Even if it's not a blitzing linebacker, swab the ribs of the defensive end on your way out to your route, you know, help those tackles out. That's such an important piece in the NFL. It never gets discussed. Ariante Ursary, though, very interesting player. I called the Minnesota spring game a few years ago where he was projected to be the starting tackle for the first time, and the coaches started raving about him. They told me the story. They found him from some random camp. He had just started playing football for the first time. I think he was like a junior in high school. So it's not like he has an extensive history of playing football. He's just a freaky athlete, a basketball background, and the sky's really the limit. Great, great athlete that – I think had he been playing football longer, maybe had a chance to develop more. He's got first round talent and first round potential. So you're starting to get good value there at that left tackle spot.
I'm curious, you know, you mentioned kind of the difference between Loveland and the kid from Penn State, Warren. And Warren's one of these guys that they used in all sorts of different ways, and he played different positions. I think he was a quarterback when he was in high school or something. But I'm just curious, why do you think, you know, is it purely the route running that you talked about that separates the two of them? Is there, I don't think Warren had a great 40 time or didn't, you know, he would have had like the second slowest if he had timed it or something at the combine. What else stands out to you about those two players, the differences?
So Tyler Warren is better after the catch. If I just take the redeeming quality, I would say Tyler Warren is better after the catch, at least what I saw this year, than Colston Loveland. I would say that the gap there is smaller than the gap of Loveland as a route runner compared to Tyler Warren as a route runner. When Colston runs routes, it's different. He has an ability to be running full speed, stop on a dime, and maintain that same speed going in a different direction. That's really not Tyler Warren. Now, I just think what happens is, we have so much time between the end of the season and pre-draft, it becomes an echo chamber. And I'm not about to say this because I think Tyler Warren's a phenomenal tight end. Mm-hmm. I agree with that he could be tight end one, but I believe what happened was Colston Loveland got injured. He missed the Ohio State game. He missed the bowl game. So the conversation in the Michigan offense stunk last year. So there was never any rocket fuel to get the Loveland momentum going. Whereas Tyler Warren, we see him in the playoffs. He wins the Mackey. We're talking about him potentially winning the Heisman. And he's making all these big plays. So the momentum train for Tyler Warren gets ridden all the way up to the draft, where I see a lot of Bears fans saying, man, Tyler Warren's tight end one. Is that because you guys watched every game of Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland? No, like you heard someone say that. There should not have ever been a massive gap or a singular consensus that Tyler Warren was so much better than Colston. I think there's a case. Personally, I think Colston is a better fit for the Bears, and certainly I keep going back to the route running capability and separation capability that clearly the Bears fell in love with.
Great stuff, Jake.
Thanks so much, Jake.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank
you. See you later. Yep.
That is Jake Butt. Great stuff. Really interesting. And he
watches these guys.
But he's definitely right about that fact, about that Loveland had the shoulder. And meanwhile, in, you know, Michigan, they had the great win over Ohio State, but they had a subpar year. They lost the quarterback.
And Penn State was in the college football playoff.
Penn State was
bigger platform.
Yes.
And I think he's exactly right. People latch onto that. Both are excellent players.
Yeah.
Good choices by the respective teams. Bears got themselves a good one, though.
Yeah, it looks that way.